Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Yes, today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. You know, I don't know what people do without God. I don't know. I just don't see how you function without His word. I don't understand. Like, it's kind of a joke in my family when I make a mistake. I don't make a lot of mistakes. Yes, that sounds whatever, but I don't make a lot. But when I do, they are enormous. And it's always been like that. And I mean, to the point where it kind of blankets over and is worse than a bunch of it's worse than a bunch of little ones. But anyways, you know what, this one thing, I mean, considering what's going on, the pressure that's going on with work, the just everything that's happening at all at the same time, this thing came up yesterday after I actually did the teaching. I was going through my spam folder and something came up, and I without the word, I don't know what you do. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. And I had to go through that. I made a kind of strategic error. And I have had to think about that verse and land on that verse all day yesterday. Because all things are going to work together for good. You make a mistake, you do something really, really dumb, it's going to work out in your favor. For those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. And you're called and you're chosen before the foundations of the world to be a son of God. And we're going to make mistakes, and God's going to cover those mistakes. And that's what I'm so thankful for. Be anxious for not one thing. I can sit there and think and dwell on the negative. But if you're anxious for one thing, you're not doing what God's word tells you to do. Be anxious for not one thing, but by prayers to God and prayers of personal need, which are supplications with thanksgiving, let those specific requests be declared to God. Pray to Him. Tell Him what's going on in your life. And then this morning, I was reading this, and this has just actually made me laugh out loud. I don't believe I'm being reproved right now. I think it was just a mistake. But I always love this, because there are times in your life when you're getting spanked, and God's working with you. Godly grief worketh a change in your moral position. That godly sorrow will move you and change your moral position sometimes in life. But I was going over this. If you go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run through patient continuance the race that is set before us." Sin moves you off track. You're not going to lose your righteousness with God, but the connection, when you start walking in a completely different direction, it's kind of hard to be right there in fellowship with God. And this is what it says: with patient enduring, let us run this race. Let us go through life, run the race, and watch out for those sins that doth so easily beset us, moves us off track. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. You can't have more faith. That's the standard and the measure. He's the author of it. He's the finisher of it. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's it. You have the standard of faith. Believing is a different matter. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising shame, and hath sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's up there right now with God. At the right hand. But he saw what was going on in the future and had joy. And God's word brings you joy. It talks about that your joy may be full through his word. But I really wanted to go over this morning. If you go to verse 5, it says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening or the education of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked or reprimanded of him." I just love this, because like anybody been spanked by God, you know exactly what happens. You've been there. "For whom the Lord loveth, he educateth or chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. if ye endure chastening, or that education, or the educating of God, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth or educates not? But if thou be not without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. And this is the thing. Everybody's going to go through a spanking when you start to read the word. It's really when you start to believe. Because the dross comes out, man. And dross is that the sediments and silver that need to be removed to make it pure, more refined. You're gonna get spanked. And I was just like, I just think it's funny. I don't know why today. It just brought me joy. Cause I've been there, man. And if you're going through it, enjoy the time. You know, God loves you. God loves you. He's taking care of you. Know the word. Start to read this stuff. Start to put it in your mind. Put it in your heart. It will take care of you and bring you joy in times of struggle. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. Never to Jesus Christ. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, and have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the peace you bring. I thank you for your word and how much of a comfort it is, how comforting it is. I pray for today I don't know if you need, just make up inventory. I don't even care where it comes from that we have it, that we can do this without pressure or stress. I thank you for my brother and my sister-in-law that you, again, protect them on their trip, that they get home safely, and that it was a blessing to see their family and hang out with the kids on the beach. I thank you again for the moments of my life, every moment, how you take care of me, and I pray for just a great day today. I pray and thank you for the golf game because it's coming back. I'm very grateful for that. I pray for each and every moment, for the believers, for the business, especially for what's coming up with the manufacturing, just everything, Father. I lift it all up to you, and I thank you that we can go to you in every situation. And thank you for your son, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.